שלום וערב טוב. אנחנו כאן בערב הכנה לכנס קבלה לעם העולמי 2018 שיערך בין התאריכים 20-22
בפברואר. Hi, we are here in preparation for the big congress in February. Between 20th and 22nd of February, we are here in Ashkelon and we are very happy and excited to be here tonight. We're going to have a evening that will prepare for our meeting in February. Before we begin, we would like to hear from our host group, Asaf from the Ashkelon group.
Good evening, everyone. We're very happy to host you here in Ashkelon and here with a beloved friend like Morris. It seems appropriate to first bless you all. Hello, Rav, friends, dear friends, and world Kli. But it's not only an evening in Ashkelon. We've prepared with all of the world Kli. We held a Zoom talk all together to prepare, and friends expressed their yearning to come here. There was a very great lack for this lesson, and friends came here. You can applaud. They came from the Arava, from Arad, the deep south of Israel, from Revadim, Kiryat Gat, Ashdod, Be'er Sheva, and friends from many different groups in Israel, from Rehovot also. Unfortunately, the Eilat group couldn't come, but they really, really wanted to come. And let's begin. Rav, I'm prepared. Right, so very pleasant. We haven't been here for a long while, but we have been here before, right? Yes. And it's truly very moving that people came here from afar, from all over the south. We are in a special period. It's always a special period, to be honest. But the matter is, the need for connection, for aggregation, for unity, for connection, grows, increases more and more. And the situation in the world is rapidly changing. And with us, it is the same accordingly. And we feel more and more how much the world needs connection and the method of connection, which it does not have. And therefore, it is in recline, in descent. I would say that it is more and more dangerous state, because according to what we study with you, according to the plan of creation, the reshimot, which are discovered, are more and more shattered, because that's how it works from the beginning and to the end. And we're at the end of all corrections, so the more shattered, the more corrupt reshimot are disclosed, and they need more correction. And of course we want this, because the generation in which these final the reshimot are disclosed, they're very difficult people, very heavy souls. And that's what we want for ourselves and also for the whole world. And today, it's a special day also called Tu Bishvat, the 15th of the month of Shvat, which is the new year, Israeli New Year for trees. And we celebrate that. New Year for trees. Not for animals and not for people, nor stones. Or we have inanimate plants, animal, and speaking, but we do celebrate the New Year's for the trees. Why? It is because a tree symbolizes growth, the emergence from the degree of inanimate to the degree of growing plant, and then animate or living and human, that's a further development. But the beginnings of this growth from being inanimate, dead, and unmoving, unliving, not developing, which is actually us to begin with. When we arrive at the question of what's the point of life, what's the meaning and purpose of life, and at long last come to the wisdom of Kabbalah, we receive the method of correction, the method of development. And development can be not within the will to receive, as we were thus far, but rather in developing the will to bestow. And in both these wills, to receive and to bestow, the plus and minus, between them, we can develop and advance. Thus, the beginning of the awakening of the will to bestow in us, that's what we celebrate, and that exactly is Tu Bishvat, where from inanimate the plant, the growing, starts to emerge, and so we celebrate it. And in the wisdom of Kabbalah, there are many sayings about this. The man is the tree of the field, and many things about development and growth. It's very respectable and very important for the people who want to develop, because the emergence from inanimate to growing is a revolution. It's a revolution. However, all other degrees, from growing to animal, from plant to animal, animal to speaking, to human, that's further development. Development, of course, there are many innovations in it, but here the innovation is that from matter, substance, which was dead, something living is disclosed, revealed, meaning the power of bestowal, a power which provides the dead, the rock, the stone, provides it with the ability to be as the Creator, giving birth, developing, and being developed. And therefore, it's a very special holiday. We can't exactly celebrate it in corporeality. Well, as per usual, we take care of plant life, handle some plant life. But in spirituality, it's very important. Rabash used to hold a very great feast with many kinds of fruit, and it was a considerable celebration, which took many, many hours. And Kabbalists in general, devoted many important texts to this occasion, to this day. There are many texts on Tu Bishvat, on the 15th of the month of Shvat, and I'm glad to be here. This is me making a journey after many months. When was the last time? Maybe in the summer? Coming here. This is a good sign for a good day. And this is regarding Tu Bishvat. Now, the power of development we receive from above. And we can develop from the degree of inanimate, like all other people in this world, to the degree of plant, which is the spiritual growth which begins to take place in us, on the condition that we make an effort towards connection. And if we make such efforts to connect, to be in a group, in a ten, to be as one man with one heart, we relinquish our egos in order to make room for the power of bestowal, connection, then, due to us performing such actions, we come to a state where, yes, the what is called the reforming light begins to affect us gradually from above, which is called Torah. I created the evil inclination. I've created the Torah as a spice for the light in it reforms one. And so we advance. So all of the development, all of the spiritual growth can take place only if we make some room for the upper light so that it is able to appear within us instead of our egos. If we push aside our egos a little bit, then it will have a place in which to work. So in recent times, we more and more emphasize the matter of connection in a ten, in a small group or a bigger group, in our study, in our workshops, where the friends discuss things amongst themselves. And so we try to advance. And I see great and good development and advancement in this. It's not simple, it takes a long time. With the Rabash, it used to take many years. It took many years also. And so I'm not overly impressed by the fact that we keep studying and studying and exerting and making further efforts and yet do not clearly see the fruit of our labors. The truth is that it comes suddenly. And so we're expecting this, yearning for it, and I hope we'll begin to feel, and this will be felt throughout our entire group, in Israel and abroad. It will be felt that, like shoots growing, the vessels of bestowal are beginning to be discovered, and with their aid we'll begin to feel the spiritual world, the Creator which dwells within us. And this is the matter of connection, which Tu B'Shvat also symbolizes, because the support can only be from the correct connection, like plus and minus. So the power of bestowal and the power of reception must connect together in a special way. And then we will feel life, spiritual vitality. And then we shall feel a completely different kind of development, an emergence from the boundaries of this world above time, space, movement. A sensation of reality which is unlimited, like this life is. And this is only to the extent that we'll be able to draw the reforming light, and according to that we'll feel that we are in the enlightened world. So this is regarding Tu B'Shvat and connection. What else must I say? Is there anything?
About the Congress.
Regarding the Congress. What do I want to tell you? Right. The Congress is also entirely about connection. Meaning, if previously we held congresses according to all kinds of topics, then this time the topic is
we are one family.
We are all one family, because we have nothing left other than to make this effort in the direction of the final connection towards the revelation of the upper world, the upper force which will be discovered. And so we must make this effort, and all of us as one family. And I very much hope that after all the efforts that we've expended in the Arava, and we in our lessons, and we had a women's lesson also, assembly. We need to have another women's assembly, and so on. But the Congress, we need to come to it in such a way that it is a grand connection between everyone. And it should provide us with a big push towards that very last effort, where we'll begin to feel as if from inanimate, we don't know how the plant begins to grow. It's a wonder. It's a miracle. How from inanimate substance growth begins. So here too, we need to make some extra effort so that the reforming light will affect us more. It needs to reach us with critical force, and then the inanimate begins to grow. So let us hope that up to the Congress, how much time do we have left? 20 days, let's say. And in the Congress itself, we'll make an effort. And I'm expecting real, true, and correct results. Is that it?
There's also the subject of tonight's lesson. We're preparing for the Congress. We're becoming one Kli.
Yes, so what are we doing? Do we need to read?
We can read about Tu Bishvat.
No, Tu Bishvat I've already discussed. Let's see what's written about connection. He writes this. Baal HaSulam writes. Maybe you should read.
Baal HaSulam writes in 600,000 souls, there is indeed only one soul in the world. The same soul exists in all the children of Israel, complete in each and every one, as in Adam HaRishon. Since the spiritual is indivisible and cannot be cut, which is rather a trait of corporeal things. Yet saying that there are 600,000 souls and sparks of souls appears as though it is divided by the force of the body of each person. In other words, first the body divides and completely denies him of the radiance of the soul, and by the force of the Torah and the mitzvah, the body is cleansed, and to the extent of its cleansing, the common soul shines upon him.
It's a tad difficult. We learn from the wisdom of Kabbalah, from the perception of reality, that there is but one soul. But because we are shattered, we feel each one of us separate to others. So it seems to us that each one is living not in the same body with everyone else. The one soul is not felt, not sensed by us, but rather we feel our own corporeal, physical bodies. And so the sensation of the body is greater than the sensation of the soul, which is completely concealed. The body as if represses it, and we cannot identify or detect it. However, if we begin to organize and connect in a group where each one begins to respect and regard highly the others, regard them more highly than himself, the members of the group, on one hand. And on the other hand, he also reduces himself, diminishes himself in respect to them, and they study together. And through the study, they try to think of how they're drawing the reforming light, then on our efforts, which the reforming light affects, well, it takes a long time, but slowly, gradually, we begin to feel, and there needs to be a very clear scrutiny there. We begin to feel that we're coming closer to the sensation of the soul. And what does that mean, the sensation of the soul? It's the feeling that we are together. The bodies separate us, and there's one soul for everyone, as he writes that there's only one soul in the whole of reality, and it was given to everyone, and everyone are in it. So, through the efforts in the group and the study, which brings the reforming light, we need to begin to feel that we are in some kind of singular force which fills us all. And when we begin to sense it, then we'll feel in it all of the phenomena which pertain to the upper world. This isn't so extraordinary. We're in it. We just want to, well, we were as dreamers, as it is written. We need to awaken as if from a dream and to feel that we are in one soul, all of us. And that is in our hands. We've made many steps in that direction. We need to make some further effort, and it will happen. Let's read item 4.
Excerpt number 4, Banner over the Camp of Ephraim, Parashat Sheishlach. One who truly desires to serve the Creator must include himself with all the created beings and unite himself with all the souls, be incorporated in them and they in him. Meaning that you should not leave anything for yourself except that which is necessary for connecting with the Shekhinah. For this one must include himself with all people and all created beings and elevate everything to its root for the correction of the Shekhinah.
For this one must include himself with all people and all created beings and elevate everything to its roots for the correction of the Shekhinah. So, Rav, it's not very simple to ascend above the personal ego, to feel the soul perfection, to leave the restriction of this world and enter an eternal state above time, movement, and space, even though it seems so pretty and desirable, but the body, nevertheless, is very heavy and controls our lives, rules over them. So the thing is that one must need to integrate in the group, make an effort, and that's a wonder too. We know what happened to the people of Israel during the Exodus from Egypt. Moshe immediately began to divide them into tens. And we learn from the wisdom of Kabbalah that the soul includes within it 10 parts. Each and every part exists separately, but when they want to connect together, they become from the egoistic desires which want to connect. These desires transform into virtues, and when they want to connect even more, they become sfirot. And the sfirot, as they connect together, they become a partsuf, the structure of the soul, wherein we discover the upper force, the Creator. And so we have the entire method and all the conditions necessary for it. We just need to try to apply it. So, a few times a week at least, if we can connect and to go through such workshops and come closer together, by that we draw the reforming light and ultimately it appears. Where else do you recommend us to?
Excerpt number 5, Baal HaSulam, letter 13. You should know that there are many sparks of holiness in each one in the group. When you assemble all the sparks of holiness into one place as brothers with love and friendship, you will certainly have a very high level of holiness for a while from the light of life.
Yes, here we must also understand that there is no chance in spirituality. We're all within one system, like all of creation in general, all of reality. And so the fact that we've gathered here and exist within our network, and someone is less so, some are more so, it's not by chance. This is the general soul. It takes care of things, manages it, and it's called the Shekhinah, divinity. And it acts in such a way where we, the parts whose spiritual development is interdependent, we depend on one another, we come to one place. We're in certain groups, we come to certain events, and so we need, as he writes, to understand that there are many good sparks which exists within all of the friends, and so I need to relate to them as parts of my soul. And specifically, precisely by caring for them, so that we all hold on to one another and awaken one another, in some way come closer to one another, warm each other up, then we have a chance to come to the discovery of the soul. Perhaps you're bored. Would it be better if you asked questions? I don't know. Yes or no? Mois, come on. What?
There's a question here being asked from many places in Israel. How does the Rav guide us as one Israeli Kli to come to the Congress and reach the next degree?
Our next degree is the spiritual degree. We've gone through much, and we've been talking about it for a long time now. When did we begin to talk about Ibu, about conception? The summer, I think. Yes, so we're preparing ourselves constantly, all the time. Every lesson is towards that. However, we lack a quantitative awakening, not just qualitative, because in quality there are several people here in Israel and abroad which are persistently in this connection between them, and they make great efforts to come to a state which is called the connection, the ten, divinity, this spiritual network, so that we'll begin to feel. But quantity is lacking, because all in all, the power is measured by power, quality times quantity. So the quality is fine with us, but we need what we call hero in quantity. And we need to think of how to accomplish this. And I hope very much that in the Congress we'll come to a state where we'll be able, where we will be able to make an effort, a jump. And this will advance us greatly. What else can we do? Go over the materials of the Congress, the study materials, and come, show up. I don't know what else to say. One who is connected with us knows what's going on. Our students in general are students which are with us persistently. Yes?
Yes, if you allow, we would like to direct people's attention to the ability to ask questions at cab.tv. And another question that many people in the groups have been asking, many people in the Israeli groups have been making efforts, great efforts, and they would like to incorporate the idea of groups, how they can incorporate the groups and tens, because it takes a lot of work from the tens, and it takes a lot of how to deal with dissemination in the groups.
I don't know. My hands are up. We're always lacking time. I can't say. We've begun to study the Zohar during the evenings now, so it's even more difficult. I think we need to divide. Simply, maybe if once a week, each one devotes an evening to dissemination, it will be enough. And other than that, we need to think of how to disseminate over the internet. Because today, this is where everyone is at. It's not like once upon a time we ran around giving out flyers and newspapers and such. We would print and all kinds of postcards, and today it doesn't work. Nobody does this. So we need to concentrate our work more on the internet and to see how it can be accomplished. And this work can be much easier. And let's hope we'll see fruit from it. I'm not an expert in it at all. Dissemination and I can come, I can go somewhere and speak as much as I'm able. I know how to delve into these materials and study them in depth to show some special points of significance within these materials, these texts, like any expert who digs into something and keeps finding more and more special things. That's me. That's according to my character, even before the wisdom of Kabbalah. But we need to see how to perform dissemination, especially on the internet. And now we're creating a new website and a new archive, and everything will be very accessible, very easy to use. We need to make sure that more and more special courses appear on our website for families, for women, for every demographic. I don't have anything else to add regarding that. Every day, I film a show with Oren Levy and Vino Kur, and I'm willing to do more of that, but I don't know. You're the greater experts in this. I'm rather disconnected from this world, detached. In the year of 79, I found the Rabash, started studying with him, 1979. And since then, I'm, you could say, detached from the world. I moved from Rehovot to Bnei Brak and only went to work and was with him. So I can't tell how people live, what kind of lives they lead, what they want, how to approach them, and I'm sorry about that. I'm remorseful that I can't do this. And the truth is, even if I didn't deal with the wisdom of Kabbalah, I would have been the same. I would go deep into something else. I'm not built for that. I'm not a salesman. Yes, please.
I think what the person who was trying to ask was what also happens within the group. A lot of friends put in a lot of efforts in their tents. They have less time to deal with dissemination. They still go out and hand out flyers. They still disseminate, but we need manpower.
Okay, so regarding the tents, throughout the day, I sometimes call some of these tents which are holding meetings over the internet. South America, North America, Europe, in Russia. They have these meetings for a quarter of an hour, something like that. And we need to examine whether or not this is good, because it needs to be very high quality. We need to see if it truly awakens the hearts, warms people up, if they feel that they are coming closer together by this, if there is a need for it. Every such meeting, every such gathering needs to be very concentrated. What are we here for? What do we attain? What is the benefit from this? How can we connect in order to grab hold of this point of where we feel that we've advanced another millimeter forward? This is very important. If it becomes just formal, then people exit, leave it behind. I felt this lately in several places where I was, when I was present. It's a wonder that they're connecting and coming to these virtual gatherings. But it can leave a rather bad impression. It's good that despite this they persevere. But there is the matter of qualitative advancement here, which must be. And we need to think of how. We lack expertise. We're the first on this path of ascension, this jump from nothing, from zero, from having nothing. And we're trying to check things, to experiment on ourselves with all kinds of forms of connection which will bring us closer to the revelation of the soul. So it's not simple. Yes.
What would you recommend for friends that feel frustration on those points of conflict where they need to find the right point in the group? Some are putting more effort into the tens, but you still need to go out and disseminate. You need to do things in the group building. There's these frustrations which they keep falling on the friends who are in the groups. What can you recommend to them to improve this?
Okay, let me tell you. People don't know how to weigh these things correctly. We're in a situation which is very special. We were given the opportunity, the ability to build the infrastructure for the correction of the world. We're organizing groups. We're filling the internet with the method of correction. We're experimenting with all kinds of things which the next generations, the following generations, will use them. They'll be prepared for them. And so you think that you're doing something, and you're not doing something else. But if you would take notice of what we had 20 years ago compared to today, how many books, an internet full of all kinds of programs and shows, movies. I don't know. There was nothing. With the Rabash, we had the study of the Ten Sfirot, Tes, and Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, a small booklet. And that's it. That's it. We had nothing. All of the articles of Baal HaSulam, that's after he passed away, I began to gather and print it. Shamati we didn't have. Zohar with the interpretation of the Sulam and the Tess. And that's it. So, yeah, how can you deliver this to people? How can you? Nobody understands it. Nobody connects with it. Even on this book of Zohar, we worked for many, many years until we got this Zohar for the public, which you can read and perhaps not fully understand, but use as means for drawing the reforming light. And I hope that I will have the strength to do something with the study of the Ten Sefirot, perhaps to write some small additions, so that it'll be easier to achieve this connection, something. I don't know, but it appears to me, again, I say, I'm not an expert in this. There are many people here who understand it much better than me. How to divide the time, how to... I don't know. I'm not an expert in this. Yes.
There has been a suggestion. Do you think it would be appropriate if there would be a body that would represent the groups of Israel to Petah Tikva, to you, the Rav, that would be able to explain what's happening here in the groups?
All of the Israeli groups opposite Petah Tikva? Opposed or for? Doesn't matter, but something like that, right?
A representation, 10 people, women, men, that would sit and deal with all that's to do with dissemination. They'll be able to see what's going on with the groups, what are their needs, necessities.
I think that it can be. I don't talk to our representatives. You have Moshe Admoni, who, although he takes care of the Italy group, but still, also he works in Israel. There's Shai here, Shai Livnat. You know him well. Who else do we have?
We are a team that's in a process. We can give a bit of information what's going on. We're in the process and we're trying to figure out what's the right way of doing it, where our decisions that we take for the Israeli Kli will be shared, and we have like a shared thought of what's happening in the big groups and what's happening in the small groups, and we'll be able to know what's going on in the groups.
Okay, so there really is room for such a board.
Yes, as we see more time going by, the need for sharing information as one kli, it's needed, whether we're in Ashkelon or Haifa or Petah Tikva, there's a need to feel like one family that's sharing all that we have, the information.
Yes, but still, the groups outside of Petah Tikva and the Petah Tikva group are separate.
There are differences.
There are differences, but it's good if they have something in common. If with decision-making and demands and such things, I'm for it. I'm for it. Yes. So try to establish such a thing. It can be strengthening for the groups. I'm willing to listen and to participate in it, but I understand the need to have a body outside of Petah Tikva, which exists with all sorts of decisions, discussions, and meetings. Yes, of course. Very well. No, this can strengthen things. Yes. And there's nothing else. There's nothing for it. Where I am, it's a different situation. I remember once going to Moscow and being there for a few months, perhaps. 2 months, I can't recall exactly. And I saw what kind of differences there are there in comparison to here. Try to organize this kind of government. Yes, who else? Do you want to ask from the audience?
Yes, please ask from the audience.
Good evening. Thank you very much for coming to us in the South. I'm Leah from the Ashdod Group, and I wanted to ask you, we've got a great opportunity for dissemination. Each one signs up for a day and gets 3 tickets to give to his guests for the open evenings in the Congress. And my question is, I approach different kinds of people. So what's worthwhile, what's best for me to say? It'll be interesting for you, it'll be fun, or to perhaps explain it a bit deeper.
In the beginning, everyone thought of the Congress as something that will... that's related to people, the conception. Now we need to acquire the next first degree that stands before us. That's the entrance to the Ibul. And after I thought, I recommended that we do it differently. That it'll be a congress of the unification of Israel and not of Ibul, to make it more common, more open and simpler, so that the people that will come, they'll truly feel the connection between us and will feel the preparation for the next degree. And that's why we are organizing it this way, in such a way that we've started with the lesson plans. We're going through them and we've organized them according to the first lesson. And then the second one. What's the second one called?
We're all one family.
We're all one family. Yes. And we started to organize the lesson plans according to it, new lessons to it, new excerpts, everything's new. And I think it'll be better that way, more appropriate. We're going to be together with the whole nation, with the public, with the country, and work on the general connection. We need to show everyone that it's us, who we are. And other than the wisdom of Kabbalah, nobody's talking in this in such a way that shows the importance and the need, the yearning for connection together. And as much as we're succeeding at it is another problem, but we're working against our egos, the nature of humans. All of the universe is egoistic. It's built from that Big Bang. And it's not that simple. It's not simple anywhere. To love your neighbor, and all of these other things here, just in the wisdom of Kabbalah, because it's the foundation of that approach that continued onwards and until the destruction of the Second Temple. And then we have to tell this to everyone and share it, that if they want to truly get the connection, we have no other choice than we need to do this. And besides, we see in all over the world that anti-Semitism has been growing. As you're seeing it, and even in the last 70 years since the Holocaust, this thing hasn't stopped. And the peace is going to go away. I mean, we just wisdom of Kabbalah is explaining this in the Zohar, and where is it written in anywhere else? The way it's written so profoundly as it does in the Zohar, that if we don't study the wisdom of Kabbalah and the book of Zohar and take it consistently and persistently, then we're going to put ourselves back in a place of danger, as it was before. So we also need to talk about that. The Congress will also be that needs to push us towards connection on one hand, and on the other hand, the second, that people won't do this action of connection, then it won't be good. We will feel it. As much as we talk about it, as much as I've talked about it for many years, now it's really beginning to be dangerous. Even though, on the other hand, we have today enough material and tools that with just a small amount of people connecting, let's say, not to erase, but in some way neutralize all of these troubles. It's happening. It's happening. All of these dangers, they're happening all over the world. I was talking today to our representatives in the United States, and they're telling how the situation day by day is getting more and more dangerous. Yep. We have our weapons, our tools. And we'll see that all of these things are being revealed so that they'll push us towards more and more connection. As it's written in the introduction to the Book of Zohar, that only through our corruptions we'll see these phenomena happening, and we'll see our things happening to us and coming to us. Yes, more questions. If not, we'll go according to the excerpts, but it's better if we have questions. So let's do what's interesting to you.
Thank you, Av. I have a question in a more practical direction. We all live in the corporeal world, and when I go outside and I see someone in hardship, I pray for him. I want to perform this giving. I'm here right now, for example, and I'm enjoying it very much. The Rav is here, the Ten is here, the friends, the Kli. How can I bestow here? I'm enjoying this, and I want to bestow. I want giving and bestowal. Is it also a prayer? Or how can I bestow when I enjoy, I receive this pleasure, but alongside this, I want to bestow?
You need in the group to do work on a connection with the friends. Everywhere, in any place that you are, you can't do anything unless you begin to talk about the connection that will draw something. All right. I would recommend like this, that it's always right to do anything, to hand out booklets. But the best thing would be to organize lessons, to organize new groups. If I understood what you were asking, to organize new groups as much as you can, and try to do some kind of lessons in people's homes, and think about what kind of material you will use. There's not much more than that. The wisdom of Kabbalah is not something that you can take to the streets or to the market or to the center, the town center, and you can promote it. Even though it's talking about the connection of all humanity together, it's not something you can say just to friends that we are the people of Israel and we can grab hold of our spiritual place and reveal the spirit and not even die and just go into that feeling of immortality. There is what to say. But how will you say it? There's a problem here. It's a little not so simple. It's not coming out from the place of the ten, the realm of the ten. And maybe the many tens, but still there's... When I was talking about it with the Rabbah, she said something very simple. People are lacking troubles. When people have trouble, they're able, willing to do anything and hear anything in order to get away from the trouble. So how do you do it in a way that's a bit nicer, prettier, that without all these troubles, to go from a nice place to an even nicer place? How will we do it? They don't want to hear. It's difficult. Need to develop some kind of attitude where more and more. I'll tell you, just to not calm down, not to be complacent. So then a person, the environment will affect the person, influence them. You need to awaken their hearts. And that's how we will progress. And I also think that these lessons that we can do at homes, for families, I think there's something we can do here.
Ken. No.
I'm from the Revadim group. When I joined 4 years ago, it was very interesting to begin with. Many times, friends from other groups joined, other groups came to visit, and Rav would come, and it was interesting. It added interest. And this declined. You don't see new faces, and I think that Rav can also come to smaller groups like Vadim. Thank you very much.
I'll tell you. There's no problem to come to any place, to any group, in any place. But I come, and the group gathers, yes. And then I go, and the group disperses. And until I come again in a few more months, and it's the same thing. People need to make effort to hold themselves. To hold themselves. Because look, the correction of the soul demands a lot of hours, time. It's days and nights, and as much as you can. And it's something that accumulates. There's no other way. You're looking for something from today to tomorrow that you'll see a result. No, it doesn't happen that way. The reform in light does its work gradually. And one day you might you'll think, oh, I understood something. And the next day you think, oh, I felt something. And then all of a sudden I think, what's the soul? And what's the creator clothing and where the creator's clothed himself? And what's happening with the friends? And you start to feel the friends also closer, and that these terms are also closer. They're not just words. They're more and more being clothed within your feelings, within your mind. It comes slowly. But if you say that nothing happens within a few years that you're here, it's actually a great capital, property, something that you can have, that where you get to have a bit more, you get to feel a bit more. And it's not something that you'll get from today until tomorrow. It's something that you'll get over months, over more months. Because the reforming light is always working on you. It's working on you, until it gets to a sensitivity where you can feel that slight difference. It's working, and then it just like jumps in numbers, and you can... it just works like that. And maybe you're right that I do need to start traveling from place to place. Yes. Maybe it is needed. I'm ready if there's no other way. There are no other choice. But you also take it into account that every day there needs to be more and more efforts, articles, lessons, that you're not... that there's not a day that passes and you're not listening to something, you're not taking part in something. It's a problem. If a day passes and a person hasn't studied, hasn't heard some sort of excerpt from the wisdom of Kabbalah, it can really do harm. I don't recommend it. It's not recommended at all. It would be very difficult to correct that afterwards. Yes, to continue if you have that stop, but it's not permissible. I saw it on the Rabash. He would worry a lot not to not miss as much as he could. Because he's always gaining something. You can have something in your ear, listening to something from the lesson, even songs, something that it's working on your subconscious. Okay, more.
This coming Friday, we're coming to Petach Tikva. And there is a lesson, the whole Israeli Kli is assembling. And I wanted to ask about this. Sometimes it's very difficult to persuade the friends to come to Petach Tikva. And you talked right now about listening, and how much it benefits friends to come. And maybe you live 10 minutes next to 10 minutes from the center, and we here in Ashkelon live 40 minutes or more away from the center. So I wanted you to talk about the importance of arriving to the lessons in Petach Tikva.
Like, first of all, on Fridays I don't think it's that big of a problem. It's already the start of the weekend. And second, I would say that I was in many places in the world, and
in Moscow, New York,
Toronto a bit less, in Brazil, there's many places in the world where the friends, our friends, are traveling for more than an hour to a lesson, to the lesson, and back. Could even be more, because depending when it is, it could already be the day and it could be traffic. Could be night. And so I don't know what to tell you. I don't think that it's a loss if you're all traveling together. It's even greater. So you're coming together to the lesson. You're in the lesson together, and you're going home together, and then you're at work and at home. I understand that it's not so simple, but to do something like that once a week, I don't know, it's something that we're studying. We're meant to be learning from Zohar in the evening. Now it's 6 until 7, and until people get home with all kind of things that are happening at home, they get home at 8:30, around 9, and then they go to bed, and they get up at quarter to three every morning for the lesson. I don't think there's these kind of problems for all the groups. So all of these excuses, whoever lives in Petah Tikva has a lot more than anywhere else.
How much does it add to the connection in the group when we come to Petah Tikva, as you said, as a group all together?
So first of all, that you're coming together, that you're gathering together, and you're traveling together, you're together in the lesson, you're staying for the meal. And this Friday, they told me that I also have to stay for the meal. It's very important. It's a spiritual action that's corporeal, and it's a group activity, it's a group action that you do together, that from the gains you get from it are great. I don't know what more to say about it. Just read from what the Kabbalists have said about it, what we're talking about here now, that it's important that you'll come to this place. Personally, I wouldn't even talk about this. According to the reforming light, according to the amount of people, to their desires that are working in connection, and in every place in the world, together with us, looking at us, and doing the same as us. It's an action that is really pushing us forward. The connection of the world is our goal. And we need to, for this connection, we need to do it, whether we want it to or not. So these difficulties that we're having right now, that are just growing and growing, that's what we're going towards. We have to see these lack of connection as the source of the problem. And the method of connection has no other way. Whether you gather, whether you see those people gathering, these wise guys, intellectuals, experts. No, that's not where that gathering is. That's not the gathering that works. Only we can give the answer to the world. That's also why I think that you need to know how to fill the internet with all the excerpts, the tweets, Facebook comments, all these things that you can add that will connect more and more people, and especially Israel, because we are called the Rosh, the head. And if we connect, then the whole world after us will have no problem. And that's why they hate us, because we're not bringing the method of connection. They feel it in their subconscious that we're causing them harm to the world. And it's written about this a lot. Yes.
A question from the virtual group. We have many friends who watch the lessons as virtual groups. They have all kinds of things, all kinds of necessity problems, and they participate in that way. And the question is, if they come to the Congress, will they attain everything that the friends in the physical groups attain?
I didn't understand it.
If they come to the Congress, the friends from the virtual groups who can't meet physically throughout the year, but they perform all of the assignments,
and especially from abroad,
also in Israel. The question came from Israel.
I don't understand what you mean from Israel. What do you mean there's some place in Israel where you can't come to Petah Tikva once a week? Where in Israel is there a place like that? That he would have to travel 2 hours.
We have a group in the Arava, we have next to Gaza. So they do everything that we do, they watch the Zohar lessons, and they'll come to the Congress.
And they're still thinking whether to come to the Congress once a year?
No, they'll come, but they want to know if they'll attain everything that the friends in the physical groups will attain. That's the question.
You mean the same thing as the physical groups that are always connecting physically? In a group? If I live in Arava, and I don't have anything other than this camel and donkey, and I sit on the camel, and I go to the Congress, and I arrive there for 3 days, am I in those 3 days going to be rewarded with what? With the same amount as the people who are always together in a group?
That is the question, love. And also, if he takes the camel to the Congress, he won't get back in time for the Zohar lessons, so he has to schedule properly.
You know what it means in a day? In Barbe Yoma, where he would come from the Negev to Jerusalem, where he would come just to study for 1 day. What can I tell you? You can't appreciate what each person invests to come to when people come to a place where they want to connect and reveal the Creator. You can't appreciate it. Put a value on it. There's no greater meeting, no greater gathering. So what more can I say? What do I compare it to? Will we sit there next to his camels? And what will he do? The question, where will it come from?
No, they'll come to the Congress. Their question is,
I promise that they'll get it like a person who's invested every day?
That's the question.
No, I can't say that. I can't promise that.
The intention here, I think, is there are friends who have all kinds of constraints. They're in virtual groups, of course, abroad, but also in Israel.
I'm familiar with them, I know them. I'm connecting to a group like that every day to hear what they're talking about.
And they're trying to do everything, to participate in the lessons every day, the Zohar lessons, and also dissemination. And they're asking specifically regarding the Congress. They're coming to the Congress. So,
for them, it's a necessity. They have to come to the Congress. For whoever doesn't have a group, a permanent 10, where they're studying with them together every day, they have to come to the Congress. Where else are they going to connect to a kli, a vessel, to such a great force? Just to be in a virtual kli, a virtual vessel, it's not enough. You have to connect. You have to really... No, they have to. They need this, this pipeline.
So if I have a certain constraint in my life, whereas there's no alternative, I must watch the lesson through the computer.
No, I have these kind of students who are in northern Canada or in all these kind of places. So what?
So in the day-to-day, I must do that, but I am coming to the Congress. So is there a difference or not?
If he can come, if it's possible, he has to come. I'm not talking about people from like Colombia that I've met. I can't imagine how, but even then, they still make those efforts and they come and they arrive here from these people from these places like the Andes, and they come. From Japan, they're coming.